Our next presentation is evaluation of dual magnum, warrant, and Zidua pre-emergent in Arkansas cotton. R. Doherty presenting.
Thank you for the introduction. Good morning. I'm going to spend just a few moments discussing the evaluation of dual magnum, warrant, and Zidua pre in Arkansas cotton, which Leah is also a co-author on this, and she just presented the post data. A little bit of introduction. At this point, when you're dealing with glyphosate-resistant weeds, we pretty much know that over-the-top control options are pretty slim. Glufosinate does a good job, but you have to be very, very timely with it. Other than that, between the ALS resistance, and there's just not much we can do with it once it emerges. So our best management practice is to never allow it to emerge. If we don't allow it to emerge, then we don't have to rely on those post-applications. So to do that, we have to have a very good, strong, early residual setup in our system, in our weed control system. And we've kind of learned that I think a lot of growers in our area, that maybe a little slight injury may have to be tolerated. When you look at some of the pictures that you'll see from other states also, if you let it get away, you lose the whole field. So a little bit of injury up front can be tolerated. Little background, Zidua applied pre, reduced cotton stand 20%, didn't have any effect on the height of the cotton. Zidua pre provided 76% control of Palmer amaranth while causing a 510-pound yield decrease. While that may not be significant, 510 pounds is significant when we look at cash flow and income to the growers. Dual magnum at 1.3 pints or 21 ounces, and warrant at 3 pints or the 48-ounce standard use rate. Pre provide equal Palmer control 2 weeks after planting. Dual magnum and warrant provide similar control when applied pre. So pretty comparative information that was found by Ryer et al. So the objective of this study is to evaluate dual magnum, warrant, and Zidua pre-emergence in cotton for crop response and weed control. So moving into methods and materials, we had one trial conducted at one location. We conducted that trial 2 years, 2012 and 2013 at Roy, Arkansas, in an 8-bar silt loam soil. We used a randomized complete block design with four replications. Our plots were four-row plots, and the dimensions were the 12.7 by 28 feet. We used a tractor-mounted compressed air sprayer. All applications applied at 10 gallons per acre, with the exception of our lay-by applications, which were 15 gallons per acre. The means are separated using Fisher's Protected LSD at 0.05. So our herbicides that were used and the rates that were used, we have dual magnum at 8, 12, 16, and 32 ounces. Have warrant at 24, 36, 48, and 96 ounces per acre. And then Zidua at 1, 1.5, 2, and 4 ounces. Now these rates are representative. If you look at the standard use rate, then you have a half X, a 3/4 X, a 1 X, and a 2 X rate of all three of these products. All plots were kept clean after our pre's broke, and we did that by using Liberty at 29 ounces per acre 7 days after they broke, and then we followed that with a sequential 7 to 10 day application of that 29 ounce of Liberty. Our lay-bys were MSMA 43 ounces plus our Valor at 2 ounces. That was applied lay-by post-directed. Yield was taken from the center two rows of the 4-row plot. And that yield was collected was mechanically harvested with a cotton picker that was fitted with a waste system. So results in discussion. These two photos, you kind of see this with everyone that presents data that has Palmer in it especially. But you've got the untreated check here on your left, and then that's the weed-free on your right. And you know, the population is just astronomical. I mean, there's not even any cotton left in that untreated check. I'm going to discuss crop response, and then we'll move into barnyard grass control, Palmer control, and then we'll finish up with cotton yield. So cotton injury. We didn't see any cotton injury in 2012 in this trial. Of course, as stated earlier, if you saw Mr. Meyer's presentation, he showed you some rainfall data with that break. Well, that break trial was in the same field, the same years as this trial. So, you know, we had more rain in 13, less rain in 2012. So that rainfall is going to give you, when you see these following slides, you'll, in your mind, remember that that rainfall was a pretty good difference, a wetter year in 2013. We had no occurrence of chlorosis or necrosis in 13, but we did see some stunning. So allow me a moment to set this slide up. Your x-axis is treatment, your y-axis percent stunning. And we have all the treatments listed on the bottom with the untreated check and the weed-free check, and followed with the previous herbicides and rates that were noted in our methods and material. You see that 5% with Zidua at 1 and 1.5 ounces. And then when we go to 2 ounce rate, you got 13% injury. And then the 4 ounce, 16%. Now that's 20 days after application. So the 2 and the 4 ounce rate of Zidua, that's a significant amount of injury on the early stage in the crop. Moving in barnyard grass control in 2012, you have control on the y-axis, treatments on the x-axis. This is 25 days after application. Can't get the pointer to work, but the main thing to note is when you see the warrant provides less control across the board than the other two did on barnyard grass. It's a little weaker on our grass species than it is on our broadleaf species. In 2013, I'm just going to show you the 1X rate. I'm going to narrow it down a little bit for you. Had the same trends in 2012 with warrant being providing that less control than, on the grass than the other two. But this slide, you had the black bars are 20 days and the gray bars are 42 days after application. So you see that the dual magnum and the Zidua, when followed with that system that was stated previously, provided really good control of the grass species. While warrant, it falls off pretty quick. You know, 70 is probably not good enough to begin with, and we end up with 21 later in the season. This photo is a photo of the Zidua at 1X rate. You know, it's a fairly clean pot. You see a couple of palmer plants, but not a lot of grass. Moving into our palmer amaranth control at a half X. You know, we realize that these rates are low, but we're just trying to get some separation between these products. Once again, treatment on the x-axis and percent control on the y-axis. 2012, represented by the black bars, 2013 and the gray bars, 25 days after application in 2012 and 20 in 2013. 2012, you see that, as I stated earlier, a little better control across the board with these three products at these rates. And in 13, they break apart a little bit, with Zidua kind of standing out. A little more rainfall, and the Zidua held in a little bit longer. Warrant at a half X, you know, that's pretty much unacceptable. You'd lose that. If that was a field, you would end up losing that if you didn't get a handle on it and spray it pretty much the day that the photo was taken. All right, control 3/4 X. You see the same trend, a little higher rates with 36 ounces, 12, and 1.5 ounce, but it's the same trend with the Zidua providing better control. Zidua at the 3/4 X rate, still have a couple of palmer escapes, but overall fairly clean. This is about the time, you know, took this photo mainly because this was when we were starting to see it break. That's kind of the pivot point of when you would be needing to come in with a post application. The 1X rate, so this would be our standard use rate. Same trends, you know, you got 98% control with the Zidua 2 years, and then the 68 and the 55 and 13 are just unacceptable. We realize you're pushing it to have a, you know, that 3 weeks these products are probably going to be more the warrant and the dual of a 14 to 21 day, and you're going to have to follow them up. Dual Magnum at 1x, this photo you see, you know, I told you that it broke. It's not quite as good a control as we'd like to see, and you can see the Palmer in that plot as well. 2x rates. 2x rates, we start to pick up our Palmer Amaranth a little stronger. 13, you see 70, 88, 99% control. You know, the big story with Palmer Amaranth is, and anyone working with it knows this, you know, sometimes 98% control is not good enough. That's hard to grasp, but when you're dealing with something that produces as much seed and as aggressive a plant as it is, we really need 100% control, and that has to be attained one way or the other. Warrant 2X, still have Palmer escapes in these plots. You know, the thing to note in all these photos is our cotton's pretty healthy. We didn't see any injury to amount to anything visually in either one of these years, other than with the Zidu applications. We're moving to cotton yield. 2012, you have treatments on the x-axis, pounds per so seed cotton yield on the y-axis. LSD is 391, so not a lot of significant difference under that Zidua at 2 ounces. You know, there's only 200 pounds difference in the Zidua at 2 and Zidua at 4, but if you look back across, you'll see that the lower bars all the way across are the warrant, and then it drops to Zidua. You know, my understanding of this trial and working with it for 2 years, the warrant's lower on these two, the warrant at 24 and 36 ounces because of the lack of weed control. And I believe you're picking up some injury with the Zidua at 2 and 4. 2013, you know, the main thing that I take from this slide is everything's equal to the weed-free check. But when you look at the 1X rates, the warrant at 48, the dual at 16, the Zidua at 2 is what we're calling 1X. There's not 10 pounds difference in the yield that they produced at that 1X rate. So these products, when applied by label, are pretty competitive when it comes to yield production. Conclusion, cotton injury not present in 2012. Stunning occurred in 13, was the greatest with Zidua at 4 ounces, but it didn't reduce the yield when compared to the weed-free check. A dual Magnum and Zidua provided greater barnyard grass control over warrant, and that was across the all rates and evaluation timings in 12 and 13. Palmer Amaranth control was greater in 12 than in 13 across all herbicides and rates, and as I stated earlier, we feel that's due to weather conditions mainly. 2013 Zidua at 2 ounces provided 98% control of Palmer Amaranth, while warrant at 48 and dual at 16 provided 15 and 68. You know, you kind of expect those maybe to be a little higher, but that's what we saw in 2013. 2012, all treatments provided equal yield to that of the weed-free check, except for that Zidua at 2 ounces. 2013, all treatments provided cotton yield that were greater than the untreated check, equal to the weed-free check, and the highest yields numerically. And the only reason why I even put this data in there is, you know, I realize significant, there's no difference unless it's significant. But when you start counting dollars and you look at cash flow and what kind of money that we're putting in to control Palmer Amaranth, you know, 100 pounds of seed cotton makes a difference. So you've got your, in 2012, it was warrant at 96, which is a 2X rate. And then in 2013, it was dual Magnum at the 2X rate. Zidua provided consistent Palmer control across rates and years. And, you know, as I've said before, applying anything less than a 1X herbicide rate would never be recommended. I mean, you just can't do that. We've got enough issues without cutting rates and dealing with that. With that, I'll take any questions you might have.
Questions?
Is there a potential for added low rate of reflex in any of these?
The question is, would there be a potential to add reflex? And we have looked at that, combining pre's, you know, maybe a Cotteran plus reflex or a reflex plus something else, and it looks really good. It looks promising. You do pick up a little more injury usually when you, even at cut rates, you know, if you use a pint of Direx or Cotteran plus a lower rate of reflex, but it lasts a lot longer. So, any other questions?
Thank our speaker.